KJAN Sports. It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Zion Griffin, who was a four-star recruit at Iowa State University, announced that he's made a transfer decision. Griffin decided to transfer from ISU just a month ago. He's picked the University of Illinois Chicago. He announced that decision yesterday. Griffin played in 30 games this last season, averaging about 3 points and just under 2 rebounds a game, averaging just under 11 minutes per contest for the Cyclones. A former Iowa standout, Jeff Horner, won a conference championship and defeated cancer this past season as the coach at Truman State. Horner underwent several months of chemotherapy as the Bulldogs improved from 14-15 in his first season at the helm to a mark of 23-8 this past season.
I missed a couple games for that, some cancer, and it was just a tough, difficult time for us, but our guys really, really came through, and they kept on playing for, our coaches. I had to miss some things in the long run. Which obviously as a coach you don't want to miss anything, but obviously my health kind of took more important turns instead of that. But, we had a great season this year.
After struggling out of the gate to a 6-5 record, Truman State turned it on to win the Great Lakes Valley Conference Championship.
We had a lot of the same guys back, and they didn't want to go through that again, and I definitely didn't want to go through that again. And then they came out and they did a great job, and we were able to win the conference championship, the regular season conference championship, and then we won the tournament championship too as well. And our guys were playing really good basketball by the end of it. And unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to compete in the NCAA tournament, but that's just kind of how it goes with everything that's going on right now.
Horner announced in late August that he was battling testicular cancer and was proud of the way his players handled it.
I was able to sometimes come after I would have chemo and be able to show up at practice for the guys and just show them, how lucky they are, I guess, to, not have to deal with something like that and just be able to go through practice and be able to play basketball and go to school and really, really have a second, viewing on what life is really about. And, I think that really helped the guys out that I tried to stay strong for them and was always there for them, too, even though I was going through that. And so I think that really helped the guys out.
With his treatment behind him, Horner says he gets regular scans to make sure that he's cancer-free.
For the first year, I have to do scans every 3 months. And then, see an oncologist and urologist and all that kind of stuff. So it's, still a lot going down to Columbia a little bit, but not as bad as it was when I'm going down there every day for chemo. So it's been one of those things where I'm healthy now, and I'm just excited to be past it.
In other sports news, Rafael Nadal and Andy Murray are among 12 players confirmed to play in the virtual Madrid Open Tennis Tournament April 27th through the 30th. The online competition will be played from players' homes and is expected to be broadcast live on TV and social media channels. There'll be €150,000 distributed in prize money for each of the men's and women's events. The winners then decide how much they want to donate to tennis players who are having a hard time financially without any tournaments to play. Another €50,000 will be donated to reduce the social impact of the pandemic. Washington State Athletic Director Pat Chun, head football coach Nick Rolovich, and men's basketball coach Kyle Smith are taking voluntary 5% pay cuts through the end of the 2020-21 academic year due to revenue reductions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Chun says all Washington State coaches will voluntarily forego all bonuses or incentives through the end of the next academic year. New York Post sports photographer Anthony Causey has died from the coronavirus at age 48. He was an exceedingly popular sports photographer who covered the city's teams for 25 years. He was married with 2 young children. Many of New York's professional teams and several players posted messages on Twitter expressing sadness, condolences, and paying tribute. The Cleveland Browns will donate net proceeds from sales of their new jerseys to a fund that aids healthcare professionals, first responders, and others who have selflessly served during the COVID-19 pandemic. The team launched the Hats Off to Our Heroes fund on Monday, 2 days before it will reveal the new uniforms. The Browns said the team will commit 100% of the proceeds for a significant period of time to that fund. IOC President Thomas Bach tells a German newspaper that the Olympic body will face several $100 million of added costs because of the postponement of the Tokyo Games. Estimates in Japan place the overall cost of the postponement at between $2 and $6 billion. All of those costs will be borne by the Japanese side, except for the IOC portion. Bach says he's confident the Olympics could be held in 2021, despite the current pandemic caused by the coronavirus. Well, despite having no ice on which to perform, more than 40 figure skaters from 9 countries will take part in a fundraiser Friday to help healthcare workers on the front lines battling the new coronavirus. Such Olympic and world champions as Scott Hamilton, Michelle Kwan, Brian Boitano, Kurt Browning, Ekaterina Gordieva, and Yevgeny Plushenko have compiled videos as part of the one-hour event Blades for the Brave. It will be streamed on bladesforthebrave.org as well as AmeriCare's Facebook and Twitter feeds and its YouTube channel. Well, the Carolina Panthers have rewarded Christian McCaffrey for his production and versatility, making him the highest-paid running back in the NFL. The team agreed to a 4-year, $64 million contract extension with McCaffrey on Monday. That was according to a person familiar with contract negotiations who wasn't supposed to be talking. Details on how much of the contract is fully guaranteed were unavailable. The $16 million a year deal eclipses Ezekiel Elliott's contract with the Dallas Cowboys. It's worth $15 million per season. That extension keeps the 23-year-old McCaffrey tied to the Panthers through the 2025 season. The coming season would be the final year of his rookie contract, and Carolina had the option to pick up a fifth year in 2021. It appeared to be a matter of when, not if, the extension was coming after Panthers coach Matt Rhule made it clear last week that he viewed McCaffrey as a vital part of the franchise moving forward. Former NFL quarterback Tavares Jackson has died in a one-car crash outside Montgomery, Alabama. He was 36 years old. The 2012 Chevrolet Camaro that Jackson was driving went off the road, struck a tree, and overturned at 8:50 p.m. on Sunday. Jackson was hired as quarterback's coach for Tennessee State last season after a 10-year NFL career with the Seattle Seahawks, Minnesota Vikings, and Buffalo Bills. The NFL and its players' union have agreed to conduct virtual off-season workout programs until every team is permitted to open its facilities. Teams can hold classroom instruction, workouts, and non-football educational programs using online platforms. The 3-week virtual off-season starts on April 20th and runs through May 15th. Teams with a new head coach have the option to also hold a 4th week for a voluntary veterans mini-camp. ESPN and NFL Network will join forces for this year's NFL Draft. They'll produce a broadcast that will air on both networks over all 3 days. The April 23rd through 25th draft was originally scheduled to be in Las Vegas, but has been moved due to the coronavirus pandemic. It will now originate from ESPN's headquarters in Bristol, Connecticut. The XFL has filed for bankruptcy, likely spelling the end of the second iteration of that league. That filing on Monday in U.S. bankruptcy court in Delaware estimates the organization has between $10 million and $50 million in both assets and liabilities. Former coaches Bob Stoops and Mark Trestman are among the creditors with the largest unsecured claims. The WWE-backed XFL canceled the rest of its return season last month because of the coronavirus pandemic. It suspended operations and laid off its employees on Friday. The XFL had 8 franchises this season and played 5 games out of a planned 10-game schedule. It drew decent TV ratings early on and had deals with ESPN and Fox. Well, Kyle Larson's racial slur cost him his 2 primary NASCAR supporters and likely will cost him his job soon. McDonald's and Credit One Bank ended their sponsorship of Larson on Monday, a day after he used the N-word during a live stream of a virtual race. That decision came hours after NASCAR and Chip Ganassi Racing suspended Larson indefinitely, his team doing so without pay. Without funding from McDonald's and Credit One Bank, Ganassi seemingly will be forced to dump Larson in favor of a new driver. McDonald's has partnered with CGR for nearly a decade and sponsors the team's number 42 Chevrolet in the Cup Series. Ending its relationship with Larson would make it next to impossible for Ganassi to stick with Larson behind the wheel. NASCAR ordered Larson, who is half Japanese, to complete a sensitivity training course before he can be eligible for reinstatement. Larson apologized in a video that was posted on his social media accounts. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.